We moved from that to a three-room house that had no indoor plumbing. And there were all but my baby sister, so there were seven kids and my mother and dad living in a three-room house. Hmm. And there was an artesian well that was just out back and a privy that sat out in the field. It was a two-seater, so if you wanted company, you just grabbed somebody and made them go sit with you. But I bathed in a wash tub, and I didn't know I was poor. Kids at school pointed out the fact to me that I was poor, and I really didn't feel poor. Yeah. And those are some of my fondest memories, right, are those years. But because you're so close, yeah, you're never alone.
Yeah.
Which now would drive me crazy. But right, as a kid, that was really good, because I always felt secure because somebody was always with me.
I think once you get used to being alone, then it would drive you nuts.
And I don't care who you are or where you're from, when that's all you know, yeah, it's normal.
Yeah, right.
I didn't feel like I was picked on or didn't have what everybody had. I had,
right,
a roof over my head and parents that loved me and brothers and sisters that were good to me and food, yeah, into my stomach, and I was not poor,
yeah,
but by a lot of people's standards, I was. And looking back on it, I probably really was.
Yeah.
The home I live in now is just a framed house, and my husband and I built it together 23 years ago.
Nice.
It was big enough when we built it because we were only going to have two kids. It's been very small, and too small for a long time because we had five.
Yeah.
But
how many kids live at home now?
I'm just down to two.
You're down to the two that you expected. Did you have to add on or anything?
No,
well,
we never did. And so many people did.
No.
But my philosophy is, one of these days I'm going to be older and probably alone, because most women seem to outlive their husbands or whatever. And I don't need a big house to putter around in,
yeah,
all by myself.
Yeah.
So it's just right.
Yeah. We need a big house, but now I have to settle. I think it's just too big for us.
Yeah.
So, is the house that you originally lived in, is either of those two houses still around?
They still are.
Oh, really?
You would never know it. The dairy, they closed in the open porch, which broke my heart. The three-room house is now three rooms, a living room, a family room, two bedrooms upstairs,
yeah,
bathroom, running water, electricity. It's,
yeah,
it's all good.
If this isn't too personal, do you remember what happened to take you from the dairy farm to the smaller house?
I believe it was a matter of taxes or back mortgage or whatever. At one point, we left the house. Dad leased the house and the land, and I was very small, and I'm probably not getting these facts straight at all, but we went to Los Alamos, and we lived in a couple of houses when we were there. I was very, very small, but I remember the houses.
Yeah.
One particularly had a big staircase, and the light fixture up there didn't have a cover over it, and so it looked like the two screws that held the thing in was and the light bulb was the nose, and I was scared to death to go past that light bulb, and it was a real fear for me. But the thing about Los Alamos is not necessarily the houses, as it was the routines that they would go through. You know, the what's over there, the nuclear plant was over there. And whenever they would have an evacuation, the town alarm would go off. And my older sister and two older brothers would be in school, and I remember Mom putting my younger sister and I in the car,
mm-hmm,
and leaving the city and not knowing where my brothers and my sister and my dad were. Were they leaving the city? And there was no ifs, ands, or buts. When that alarm went off, you left, because you didn't know if it was a drill or if there had been a nuclear, whatever. And I remember the fear, even though I was just a little kid, the fear, is Daddy okay? Am I going to see Melanie and the boys, you know? But then we came back, and the lease wasn't quite up on the dairy farm, and so we lived in a barn for like a month. You know, it was great. Of course, I went to school with a guy that lived in a chicken coop, and so it was, people did what they had to do,
yeah,
back,
yeah,
then.
Yeah.
And that hasn't been that long ago, but,
no,
you know.
So you met Los Alamos, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Once you started talking about nuclear, I was like,
Yeah.
Didn't they have some sort of